For South Carolina ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. Many South Carolinians in every town enjoy getting together with friends for breakfast on a regular basis, driving or walking to a favorite haunt. For members of the South Carolina Breakfast Club, however, their method of getting to breakfast is a little different. They meet in different locations in the state, and everyone arrives in an airplane. 30-year member Stoney Truitt says, except for a couple of years during World War II, the club has met every other Sunday since it was started by Orangeburg jeweler and aviation enthusiast Thomas Summers back in 1938.
And he was looking for a reason to spend some time with his daughter and go to different airports in the state. So one Sunday, he and his daughter ventured out, visited an airport, and had a morning meal and went back to Orangeburg. And about every other week, he would try to do the same thing. Some of his fellow enthusiasts in aviation thought it was a good idea and began meeting him at different airports. And the habit began to stick.
The members meet and eat at a regular schedule of public and private airports and fields around the state, and many other airports vie to get on the schedule. The club meets to enjoy good food and good fellowship, and sometimes it's at a grass strip in the middle of nowhere, Truitt says, or at a small, uncontrolled field.
There's no control tower, there's no radar, there's nobody sequencing people for landing. Everybody who's coming in is on their own airplane's radio. Everybody looks out for each other. They merge into the pattern, they land, they clear the runway, and the departure's done in the same manner.
A typical meeting on a pretty day will draw 30 to 80 planes, Truitt says, but the record is held by Newberry, which once landed 140 planes for breakfast in an hour and a half. The club usually eats right in the local hangar, and some of the locations have specialties, like shrimp and grits or grits with salsa, that people look forward to. Club members also enjoy watching their fellow pilots land. Things pick up when people arrive in unusual aircraft, from World War I biplanes to World War II fighters and more.
We'll have somebody show up in a warplane every now and then. One of the last airports we had in the upstate, somebody flew a P-51 Mustang into it. We have any number of experimental airplanes show up, helicopters, gyroplanes, fixed-wing airplanes, the occasional jet, ultralights, all manner of airplanes. It's funny, people will look a little askance at an airplane that somebody has to grip a pull cord like off of a lawnmower to start the engine and then get in and fly off.
But you'd better make a good landing or you may be in for some good-natured ribbing in the form of a traditional penalty.
To commemorate the worst landing at every breakfast club, the tradition of awarding a ball, as in for the bouncing landing, was begun, and the ball was given to every pilot at each breakfast club who made the worst landing. And then he would have to take this ball home and bring it back at the next breakfast club so that it could be awarded to the next bad landing. Well, between 1938 and 1946, they lost so many balls because the pilot who was awarded the ball did not want to receive continued ridicule and criticism the next time he came that they started letting the president hold on to the ball so that each pilot who made a bad landing would then sign the ball.
A person doesn't have to be a pilot to belong to the club, Truitt says. Anybody can join simply by attending. Membership is free and for life. There are no dues and no agenda other than having a good breakfast with a good group of people. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio.